by going down to Florida to do a very un-Florida-like thing, and that's talk college hockey. The Frozen Four national semifinals get underway in just about an hour, and joining us to get all the inside information on what's going on, our friend Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. Mike, good afternoon.
How are you guys?
Doing great. How are things in Florida?
Well, to not make people jealous, as I said to my wife earlier today, it is not sunny. It is not 80 degrees with a slight breeze coming off the ocean.
Thank you. Thank you for making it not either of those things.
No, it's actually, they do a really great job hosting this event. They did, I know back in 2012 when they had the first one, people were really impressed with just how the city embraced it. And, you know, I noticed it from the second we got off the plane. There's signs all over the airport. There's signs all over the hotel. I mean, the entire town, it was leading on the news this morning. The entire town knows of the events here, and they've done a really great job hosting it.
Well, and we've got a really interesting, a strong and interesting field for the Frozen Four with some folks that certainly we expect to see there, some perennials, and then Jim Montgomery in Denver may be the surprise team in this four-team field.
Yeah, you know, they came on strong late, and I actually, we have picks up on the website, and I have them picked to go to the title game. I actually have BC beating Denver in our picks up there. I think that they've ridden some really good players. I mean, Tanner Gillette obviously is playing really well for them, and you know, they seem to have been building to this over the last couple of years since he was hired, and I think also you're seeing the impact of some of the players that he's been able to bring in. I think it was 2013 during this Frozen Four weekend where I think he took the job out there, and now he's got a few classes in of his own players and of his recruiting and obviously his style, his systems, his philosophy. And you've seen this team bounce back. It's funny. I mean, I didn't realize until yesterday when some people around here were talking about it, just how long it's been since they've been here. You know, you've always thought of Denver as being one of the better teams historically in the country. And they've been, you know, 12 years removed from the last time they were in a Frozen Four. So, it's good to see them back here, and obviously I think he's pretty excited about it as well. He seemed to be yesterday.
Well, let's talk about the first game. It gets underway at 5 o'clock tonight, BC and Quinnipiac. You've said you picked BC. What is it you like about this Eagles team that you think gives them the edge?
Yeah, you know, I think at this time of year you go with the teams that have the best goaltending, and I think of the four teams that are here this weekend, Thatcher Demko is the best goaltender. I think we saw that. You know, he had streaks where he was one of the, I mean, look at the beginning of the year, I think he had 6 shutouts in 7 games at one point, and that's 10 now in the season. But while there's been some ups and downs, I still think he's been consistently the best goaltender in the country, and I think it's going to be hard to beat. You know, BC, they're not the typical dominant BC team we've seen. Last time BC was down here, and when they were in the Frozen Four a couple years ago in Philly, you know, you've got Gaudreau line, they've always had that one go-to line. I think offensively they're a little deeper now, and they're a little more spread out, you know, lines 1 through 4. But they're also a little more of a bigger threat that way. I mean, they got Alex Tuck, who's a first-round pick, on their third line. And then their defense has been the one thing that's been the most suspect, I think, at times. It's been a little inconsistent. But Demko has been, you know, like I said, I think one of the best goalies, if not the best goalie in the country, and I think he's the best goalie in this field, and more than makes up for some of their deficiencies back there. So, and I also don't think that any of the teams here have the firepower to really expose that. You know, if it was a BC matched up with a team like Michigan who has 5 goals per game in the year, I think that they may have been able to expose some of the deficiencies on BC's defense, but I don't think we're going to see that with any of the teams here this weekend. So I like BC just because I think they got the best goalie in the country.
All right, how do you size up game 2 tonight between Denver and North Dakota?
You know, it's sort of the same thing. I think that, you know, North Dakota, if you look at their forwards and defense, I think, are a little deeper than Denver. I think, you know, up front, they're certainly a more talented team. I think their defense is slightly better, but I do think that Denver has the advantage in goal, and I think that goes a long way this time of year. You know, it's one of the reasons why I like Providence so much last year. I didn't have them winning the whole thing, but I had them going pretty far because of John Gillies. You know, just every game that when we filled out brackets, every game we looked at, it was like, well, you know, Providence has such an advantage in goal. They got such an advantage in goal. I think that can take a team a long way here at this time of year. I don't think you get to the Frozen Four without having a bad goaltender. And then once you get here, it's usually the best ones that rise. And that's why, you know, I think that they've got a slight advantage there that outweighs the advantage that North Dakota probably has up front and a little bit there on D. And that's why I think we'll see a Denver-BC final, which is going to be, no, really, no matter who who we see, you're going to have one of those traditional teams in that championship game on Saturday, because you're either going to have Denver or North Dakota playing either Boston College or maybe that newcomer Quinnipiac. So we'll see what type of matchup we get here on Saturday, but we're guaranteed to at least see one of the traditional powers in whether it's Denver or North Dakota. North Dakota, as good as they've been over the years, haven't won a national title since 2000, which is crazy to think when you look at the number of Frozen Fours they've been to. So either way, in that championship game, we're going to have a pretty strong traditional power that's going to be looking for their first national championship in quite a long time.
Mike McMahon from College Hockey News joining us from Tampa and the Frozen Four. Tomorrow night around 6 o'clock, I believe, the ceremony starts to honor this year's Hobie Baker Award winner, and it's a talented trio of finalists. The only one there, at least the only one suiting up and playing, is Thatcher Demko. Do you think he's the favorite tomorrow night?
You know, ironically, I don't. I'd be really surprised if he won. And I just think usually we don't usually see goaltenders win that award for whatever reason. The voters, you know, traditionally you need to have statistical numbers that just blow everyone else away. And while I think he's the best goalie in the country, he didn't really blow everybody else away. You know, it's not like he set a goals against record or a save percentage record or a shutout record, although we did have 10 of them. So, you know, I don't think we'll see him win it tomorrow night. If I had a vote, I'd probably go with Kyle Connor, forward out of Michigan, only because he's a freshman forward. We know Jack Eichel won it last year. Look at Kyle Connor's numbers. He actually had better numbers than Jack Eichel did last year. You can make the argument that the Big Ten's a little weaker of a league for sure, but still, I mean, it's hard to not pay attention to the type of numbers Kyle Connor put up as a freshman at Michigan this year. But, you know, I also wouldn't be surprised to see Jimmy Vesey win it out of Harvard. You know, he didn't have the numbers that Connor did, but I think you can make the argument that Vesey played a tougher schedule this year. And then I think you're also going to see some voters that probably gave Jimmy Vesey a vote based upon last year, because Vesey had a better junior year than he did a senior year, statistically speaking. And I think you might see some voters that would have looked at last year and say, hey, you know what? We don't get many players like Jack Eichel. And if Jack Eichel wasn't playing college hockey last year, Jimmy Vesey would have run away with the Hobie. So I think you might see some voters that give Vesey the vote as basically looking at the last 2 years as opposed to just this past season. So I think it's a two-horse race between Connor and Vesey. I think we'll probably see Connor win. I mean, that's who I would vote for. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised or all that upset if Vesey won either. I don't think it would be this this outcry. As we've had in some cases, you can think back to when Drew LeBlanc out of St. Cloud beat Johnny Gaudreau for the Hobie a few years ago, and you know, I think Gaudreau had 20 more points or 25 more points. Like it shouldn't have been a close race, and it was because there were some other factors in play there. But you know, I think we'll probably see Kyle Connor win it. But if Jimmy Vesey does, I don't think anybody can be upset about that.
Earlier this week, the Spencer Penrose Award was given out. National Coach of the Year, Rand Pecknold at Quinnipiac, the winner. Hard to argue with what he's done, not only in building this program, but rebuilding it very quickly, too, and getting them back into the Frozen Four.
Yeah, I mean, we had Rand as our College Hockey News Coach of the Year as well. Like I said, you got a record with 3 losses on it. Hard to do much better than that. And finally get over the hump in that league and winning that ECAC tournament for the first time. You know, I think he's done an exceptional job in building it from scratch and then keeping that philosophy and those core principles that got them there in 2014 and, you know, not straying from those and getting back here this year. I think he's been a really good team builder in terms of putting that roster together and then, you know, putting together a team that not only plays within his systems, but he has the discipline to keep those guys within those systems over the course of an entire season.
Mike McMahon, College Hockey News. College hockey's biggest weekend, the Frozen Four, getting underway in less than an hour down in Tampa. Mike, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the games and enjoy that not sunny and 80-degree weather.
Yes, exactly. It's not nice at all. Don't let anybody fool you.
Hey, thanks, you, Mike. We'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good. See ya.
That is Mike McMahon from College Hockey News breaking down the Frozen Four.